This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 465, Ananda's and Sergio's support for IELTS increases and immigration.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Ananda and Sergio from Brazil, a married couple who worked hard to raise their IELTS scores so they can now immigrate to Canada, learn from their experience, and why asking for a score review may help. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have like a groundbreaking, epic episode today. For the first time in IELTS Energy history, I get to interview two students at the same time who also happen to be a married couple and both got the scores they needed on the last IELTS exam. Okay, so first, guys, who are you?
Okay, I'm Ananda. I'm from Brazil. We decided to take the IELTS because we were planning to immigrate to Canada. Mm-hmm. And in order to do it, we needed these very high scores.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I am Sergio. Hello, guys. And I am Ananda's husband.
That's so awesome. You know what's funny? It's funny, like, the labels we get as we move through life. Like, to so many kids, my name is not Jessica. I'm James' mom. That's, like, nobody knows my name. I'm just James' mom. And so, Sergio, you are also Ananda's husband. We have multiple titles. Okay. Why do you guys want to go to Canada?
I lived in Canada before when I was a teenager. I did a high school program there, and I just loved it. It's a very safe country. Mm-hmm. People are very friendly.
Yeah.
And also we enjoy the cold weather. We love skiing.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
That's lucky.
Yes, and that's something we cannot do in Brazil.
Yeah, that's true. So had you guys taken the IELTS already? Like, was this the first time you took IELTS or had you taken it before?
We took it before.
Okay.
Once. Yeah, but we took before, but just this year. Ananda took two times this year and I took three times this year.
Oh, hello, dog.
Ah, yes, there is a dog here.
Yay, I'm not the only one with dogs
in the
background.
She is also coming to Canada.
Oh, good. I hope so. Oh, yeah. Man, that could be a headache, like trying to move pets with all the quarantine and stuff. But you can't not do it. You can't not take your dog.
Yes. You can't leave her behind.
Okay. So, yeah, exactly. Okay, so you guys had taken the test multiple times, right? Why did you have to take it a few times?
First time we did it was in April this year. Mm-hmm. And we studied a little bit and we got good scores. But for me, I needed an 8 on listening and I had a 7.5.
Oh,
yes. And in the other ones, I got a 7. And Sergio, he got the 8 on listening, but he didn't get the 7 on the writing.
Right.
So we were close, but not enough for what we needed.
So both of you got what you needed in speaking and reading. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then Ananda, you needed just another half point in listening. And Sergio, what did you get in writing before?
It was 6.
Oh, okay. And you so you needed to increase that by a whole band point. So yes, let's focus on the stuff that you guys increased, all right? Ananda, let's start with you. What do you felt like was the difference between the 7.5 and the 8 in listening?
In the first time, I was very nervous and stressed. And in the third part, I couldn't follow everything because I got a little distracted.
Yeah.
And after the course, you gave us some tips like to not get so focused on trying to understand everything. On mm-hmm. trying to read everything, because my worry was that I was not able to read all the questions. I didn't have enough time. And then you told me it's okay if I couldn't read everything, just following between, because I would have some time during the listening. And so I got a little bit more relaxed, and then in the day, I found it very easy. I left the room very confident about my listening.
Oh, that's awesome. So
yeah, she is very smart.
I love that. Oh, yeah. You guys are so wonderful. Okay, so did any of your other scores increase, Ananda?
Yes, my reading went from 7 to 8.5.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And my writing, when I got my results, it had decreased to 6.5. So I was very, very unhappy because I got the listening and then my writing went down.
Yeah.
But I thought this wasn't a very fair. So I asked for a review. And then the review came, and they jumped from 6.5 to 7.5.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
So in the end, that increased also.
Now,
from
what
7
made
7.5?
Oh, sorry. So speaking went from 7 to 7.5?
No, not the speaking. The writing. I said that in the end, it also increased from 7 from 7.5. The writing.
Got it.
The speaking kept the same.
The same. Okay.
Yes.
So what made you so sure that you deserved higher than a 6.5 in the writing?
Because the last time I got a 7.
Yeah.
And because when you corrected my writing, you said it was very good. And,
yeah.
And I knew it was good. I thought it was a 6.5. It was not fair. And so I said, oh, let's give it a try. Let's ask for the review. And I finished it on time. I wasn't nervous. So when I finished, I was confident as well that I had done a good job.
Yeah. So what made the difference there? How did you increase that writing score, do you think?
We talked about that before, but we're not sure why we had that increase. Maybe the organization is better.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I think the organization.
Okay.
Said that some of my ideas they were good, but they didn't have a very good foundation. So to give more examples, more. To emphasize more what I meant with, for instance, when you have to give your opinion, and you said that my answers were a little superficial. So I focused on improving this, giving more examples.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think this is what made the difference for me.
That's, you know, it's amazing what just like a little bit of that personalized feedback, like just identifying like one thing. It's like, it's not that you have to learn anything new. It's just trying to approach one little thing differently could be a half point increase, could be a whole point increase sometimes. Okay. Now, Sergio, let's talk about your situation. So how did your scores change there? Hello, lovely listeners. Jessica here. If you want access to the same lessons, lectures, practice, and strategies that got Ananda that overall 8, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System now.
At the second test, I had an improvement on writing, but it was not enough. It jumped from 6 to 6.5.
Okay.
And the other grades were okay. I had an 8 on listening, a 7.5 on reading, and a 7 on speaking.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, all of them were very good, but the writing still... I still didn't get the one I needed.
So what does this mean for you? Like, I mean, so Ananda, you got all those scores. Sergio, you got all the scores except this little half band on writing. Yeah. So does that mean you have to take the test again?
No, it doesn't mean. We are trying to go to Canada, we are applying as a couple.
Okay.
In our situation, just one of us have to have the scores.
Ooh.
The other one just helps to increase the points to go there.
Oh, nice.
So we are okay.
So Sergio, that's why you're like, nope. She's smart. We got this. Like, yeah. Ananda's scores are all we need, but still, I mean, your scores are still really good. So
yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
It just helps. It's just more points.
Yeah,
really.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Guys, is there anything like looking back on your IELTS experience when you first started taking the test and then after doing the course, taking it for the last time you ever have to take IELTS again? Is there any specific advice or strategies that you could share with us today that might help our listeners see some increases as well?
Yes, I have one very interesting. The last time I took IELTS, it was last month, I had a decrease in some of my skills.
Mm.
And, for example, my listening was 7, my speaking was 6.5.
What?
And in my opinion, there is something very important on that. I took this test alone. Ananda didn't study with me to this test.
Oh!
Yes, this is very important because she was studying to try the French test, something that can help to increase the our punctuation in the Canadian system also.
Yeah, yeah.
So I studied to IELTS alone and I missed the personal interaction.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. So this is something important to the other students to try to interact with other students. In Skype or in Facebook or with you is very good also.
That's a really good tip though. That's a really good tip. And I mean, the fact is you can have the flexibility of online learning and it doesn't mean you have to go alone. It doesn't mean you have to still be alone in this process. I mean, luckily, when you prepared before, you had Ananda to prepare with. And it does go to show that everybody needs help. Like everybody needs people to practice with and to be motivated by. Sergio, did you try and find some speaking partners in the Facebook group?
No, I didn't. Ananda helped me on the speaking part. We did some tests together, but it was not as much as it used to be. Before, we used to talk in English every day. Every day talking in English and listening together, talking together.
Yeah.
After that, in the last test, I talked with her just once a week.
Oh, that's not enough.
Yeah. No. That's right.
Okay, so both of you guys also chose to upgrade to that personal coach deal, right, where you got some lessons with me. Ananda, you already mentioned that being reminded about how deeply to go, how specific and clear the support had to be, you felt like that really, that was the game changer as far as your riding went. Guys, do you feel like there's any other, like, personal advice that helped in your scores?
My reading improved a lot, and I think it's because the first time I took the test, I wanted to read everything, and I was very interested about the test, and sometimes was something that I thought was very nice, and I just forgot about the test.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're actually like enjoying reading the passage. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, there's questions. Oh.
Yeah. And I thought that if I just do the scheme and scanning, I would miss something. And then when you proposed, when you said on the lessons to do it, I thought about, oh, let's give it a try. And then I started to do it, and it actually helped. I was... In my first test, I did it in 1 hour. In the second one, I finished it 10 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
And I did exactly as you said, and it was easier.
Just as an addition, my last test, I had a 9 on the reading.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did the test with 10 minutes. I finished 10 minutes before, and I also could go to the toilet. So, using the same strategies.
I'm working with a student right now who is just, like, he's just beginning his IELTS preparation. He's taken the test before, but I think he got, like, a 4.5 and then a 5 in reading, and we're talking through these strategies, right? And it's been really difficult for him to, like, trust these things. Like, it's really hard to get that out of your head, this idea that it's an actual reading test, that you have to, like, read everything and then find the answers. That's hard to get rid of. So it is, there is a level of discomfort there. It's like, Ananda, it's like, it sounds like you didn't fully trust it at first either. You're just like, well, let's give it a try. Let's, like, maybe it'll help.
Yes, it helped.
That's so funny. Okay, so before we wrap up today, guys, let's just, I don't feel like I've gotten all the scores from you. Okay, just to make sure. So, Ananda, you're, like, the best IELTS results. So, 7.5 writing, 8 listening, 8.5 reading, and 7 speaking. Is that right?
Yes. That's
okay. Right. And what is that overall? Because I'm not going to do math.
It's 8.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yes.
I never die. Yeah. Language is my thing. Math, not so much. Okay. Sergio. Sergio, what were your best results?
It's 8 on listening, 7.5 on reading, 6.5 on writing, and 7 on speaking.
But wait, but you said you got a 9 in reading.
Yes, but it was in my last... test, it was not the best overall.
Oh, I understand. Okay. So that was the test where you got to prepare with Ananda.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is great. Okay. Guys, I am so excited for you that both of you could be there for each other, that you could motivate each other and really be supportive to take this huge leap into another country. yeah. Is there any last words of wisdom that you have for other people preparing for the IELTS exam?
I would say that don't give up. Try again and again and study, and one time it will happen.
And ask for a review if you are, like, just half points behind.
Because, right.
They made a huge mistake with mine, one whole band from 6.5 to 7.5.
That is shocking. I really hope that like sends up a red flag in the system, and that examiner that gave you the wrong score at first is like required to stop examining and retrain, because there is no way. Like I can understand half a point, right? Like I can see how that might happen, how somebody could be maybe half a point off from somebody, but a whole band. I mean, this is like, this is life-changing stuff, and it shouldn't just be left up to chance. Like, nah, maybe it's right. So, Ananda, I'm really glad that you did that. I mean, a whole band point increase. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was very surprised as well.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. And thank you for all your hard work and just being such a positive inspiration to other people out there. You guys have just done everything you could to get these scores. And now you don't have to do anything else, at least as far as IELTS is concerned. Cause now I'm sure there's a whole bunch more stuff to tackle in order to move your whole life and your pet to Canada.
Sure. And thank you, Jessica, for your help, for your videos, podcasts, and everything.
My pleasure. Literally my pleasure. I love my job. I'm super lucky.
That's good.
Okay, guys. Good luck in the future, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.